Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Yeah. radio show up in the irons as always.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Metal Dad Radio Show. I'm your host, the Metal Dad. That's the Candyman. And as we do pretty much every week, start the show up in the irons. Little Sea of Madness, song we haven't played in a while, off of the Somewhere in Time record. And so we've got an interesting show this week. We do. New stuff, obviously, which we're going to get to in a minute. We've got album celebrating anniversary, all from the same year. All from the same week. And then we're going into a special segment that we're once again bringing back this week. So let's start now with a band that's been around for a hot minute. And they've got a new record coming out August 15th through Napalm Records. That would be Unleashed. And the new record is called Fire Upon Your Lands. Let's give you the lead single off of that now. It's called War Comes Again. It's Unleashed. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio Show, playing a pretty brutal block of new music, keeping it real heavy and dark right there, Metal Dad.
Yeah, I didn't plan on playing all death metal for the new block. It just kind of fell into place that way. I wanted to do some catch-up on some albums that had come out earlier this year, including these, the last two that we just played, both through Everlasting Spew Records. Metaphobic was the name of that band, and they just dropped a record for on February 28th through Everlasting Spew. They're from Atlanta, Georgia area, and they have a record out called Deranged Excruciations. And we gave you the track Execration. I am struggling with words today. What is going on? Before I literally stuttered over everything in that sentence. Before that, Disembodiment from Canada. Spiral Crypts is the name of that album. It's due out July 11th on Everlasting Spew. And we gave you one of the lead singles, Stygian Overture. And starting off the block, Unleashed, who has a new record coming out in August. I can't believe we're already talking about August. Good Lord. Fire Up Your Lands is the name of the record. It'll come out through Napalm. And we gave you War Comes Again is the name of that track. So let's just keep the death metal train rolling, shall we? Because it's time for the Heavy Metal Time Machine. So glad we're bringing these segments back. I missed them. I really did. And Time Machine is one where we pick three albums that were released this month in our album, in our year of choice. And this week we're going back to 1995. 30 years. 30 years ago this month, these albums were released. And I mentioned we're going to stay on the death metal train for a hot second because Suffocation put out an album on May 1st, 1995 called Pierced From Within through Roadrunner Records. Absolute classic death metal album. Let's give you the title track right now, Suffocation. That's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
Metal Dad radio show, taking you way back to 1995, a year you were alive for, Metal Dad, so you'll have more to say about this than I will.
I was 20. Not only was I alive for it, I was 20 years old. I was, and in May of 1995, I was telling the Candyman off air, I was living in, or about to live in, Seaside Heights, New Jersey, so I could work multiple jobs on their crappy boardwalk. Multiple crappy jobs that summer because I was off to college after really just wasting 2 years of doing nothing between high school and college. I call them gap years. I took a few college classes. I didn't do much. Went to a lot of shows, spent too much money. That right there was St. Vitus. And in May 9th of 1995, they released their Die Healing album through Hellhound Records. And we gave you the track One Mind, that of course is Scott Rieger on vocals. Before that, Lord Belial with their debut album, Kiss the Goat, which came out in May of 1995 through No Fashion Records. We gave you the track Satan Divine. And starting off the block, Suffocation. I think this record's highly underrated. I mean, it is and it isn't. Like, everybody who likes death metal loves this record. But when we talk classic death metal albums, Pierce from Within, I don't think is mentioned enough. Just my two cents. Released May 1st, 1995 through Roadrunner. And we gave you the title track. Brutal. Love it. All right. So it's time for us now to celebrate albums celebrating anniversaries. We're going to go back 10 years from 1995 to 1985. So these are all albums that are turning 40 years old this week. 40 years old! All three of these records came from 1985, the same week in 1985. Good time to be alive, people. And let's start with a band from California called Vicious Rumors. In 1985, May 25th, they released their debut album, Soldiers of the Night, through Shrapnel Records. Let's give you a track of it right now. This one's called Ride Into the Sun. Smell that radio. We'll be right back. Yes!
Dad radio show. Switching up the vibe there in the last little bit of that segment. I like it.
I think that block does a couple things. Number one, it tells you how much great music was coming out in 1985. That all three of those records came out in the same week. Okay. But I also think it tells you and shows you just how different Bathory was. Just how crazy different Bathory was from really any other bands, right? Like Venom was doing their thing, Celtic Frost, Merciful Fate, all these bands that sort of were considered the first wave of black metal, right? The progenitors of black metal. Yeah, the Teutonic Thrash bands, Creator, Destruction, right? But nobody sounded like Bathory. And in my mind, nobody did more to create black metal than Bathory. That's a black metal record. It just is.
Yeah, I mean, I think Celtic Frost is arguably the closest we got, but I think what makes them so different is I think their influence on extreme metal overall is really felt, like they were bringing so many different genres together. Bathory is, I think you're right to say, just the closest thing we get to pure black metal in the early to mid-80s. It's crazy.
Yeah, Frost was, listen, they're one of my favorite bands. Those first three albums are just untouchable, but they also were they were bringing in elements of doom and death metal and sludge. We didn't know what that was called back then. We knew what doom metal was, but they had all these other elements kind of mixed in, where Bathory was just more straightforward black metal. But that the album is The Return. Please note two ellipses, dot 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 dot. The Return, released May 27th, 1985 through Black Mark Productions, which, as we mentioned a few weeks back when we did our record label showcase on Black Mark, was a label started by Quarthon's dad to put out Bathory Records. Love it. Total Destruction was the name of that song. Before that, we gave you two albums that sounded a little bit more like what 1985 traditionally sounded like. Warlock out of Germany, May 29th, 1985, through Vertigo Records. They released their second album, Hellbound. And we gave you the title track off of that record. And then starting off the block, Vicious Rumors from California, May 25th, 1985. They released Soldiers of the Night through Shrapnel Records. And we gave you the track, Ride into the Sun. So that was really, 1985 definitely sounded more thrash, power, speed metal. And then here comes Bathory just launching a grenade on everything and blowing it all up. Love it. All right. Going to finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to, we believe, is the first heavy metal band. That, of course, is
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. Now, one of my all-time favorite Sabbath records, and one of yours as well. Is this your all-time favorite Sabbath record?
I was thinking about this earlier today. I think it is.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that, because it's top three for me, hands down. And my top three constantly rotates, but Sabbath Bloody Sabbath is somewhere in the top three every time. And we're going to play Killing Yourself to Live. This is Black Sabbath, and until next week, kids.